kind of being in any kind of club or organization, anything like that? Have
you ever well, heard? I used to belong to the Ku Klux Klan.
Is that right?
Yeah. I guess that ain't no harm now. We used to didn't say much about it. But. Mm-hmm.
There was, what, was this in Needham, a butler, or what?
No, I was in Needham. Yeah, the Klan, yeah. I was captain of the Klan, yeah.
Or you had officers in it?
Yeah. Have somebody to sort of control it.
How long ago was this that it was actually?
Well, it was back in the 30s. Mm-hmm. Ain't nothing around here now. Oh, they started up another little bunch of it, come and get me to do the book work, but I didn't like the head of it and so on. I didn't go back in there.
About how many people were in it when you had joined?
Oh, 25 or 30. They got to misbehaving, some of them did, down at this Holiness Church, and the first put it up there, and we went in there one night. I handed the preacher a note, he was raised here. As a matter of fact, he'd been working for me. Handed him a little note and told him we understood there'd been some misbehavior in the church. And told him we wouldn't allow that, we wouldn't put up with it. And one pretty old man, he hopped out the window.
Oh, really? So he was ready to go, huh?
Yeah, he didn't have no more business, sir.
Well, what was the purpose of the Klan back then?
Well, it was to keep down a lot of this lawlessness and this meanness and this nigger business and a lot of white people. Mm-hmm. I had a brother-in-law, married my wife's sister, lived right down the railroad between Intoxin. He kind of quit his family, taken up with another woman right there, raised another family right there. We went down through there a bunch of us one Sunday evening.
So it was just, it was more or less to kind of keep the community.
More of a bluff. Of course, they would get a hold of a fella if they didn't. But, and we saw his legs as he went around the house and went off down through.
Was there ever a big problem around here with the colored people?
No. No, there's not a family of colored people lives in this beat.
Is that right?
I mean a permanent home.
Yes.
All live in this beat at all. Now, there's some of them votes here now, but they come back over here in another beat. Mm-hmm. Come down here and vote. Not many, though. Mm-hmm. Very few.
You know, nowadays when you hear about the Klan, you always hear about this burning the crosses business.
Oh, yeah. Well, we burned some crosses.
Would that be for the same reason? Like,
well, it'd be more apt that somebody know kind of what is going on, that he was the one that was misbehaving or something or other, and he'd more than that move out. We took around here one Sunday evening, about five or six car loads of us with them white robes on and them caps. And there's a claim there's nine niggers left Choctaw County the next day on the train.
Is that right?
We didn't bother nobody. Didn't say nothing to nobody.
I see. I noticed when I was driving in that there are a lot of, I think it was Wilcox Academy and Patrician Academy. Did those come up after integration or something?
Well, yes, that's for them academies is the people that pays. It's private, mm-hmm. White folks. Mm-hmm. There's one down here between the Intoxic and South Choctaw Academy. It's a big school.
Is that right?
People around here, children, most children all go there. Mm-hmm. The parents pay for the children.
Right.
But they don't know niggers go.
Mm-hmm. What do you reckon of colored people would prefer to be called nowadays?
I don't know. They mostly call them black men now, black people, so and so. Black. They don't like you to call them a nigger.